you reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stew of soul music, yeah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
It took a lot, now you got my attention. It's crazy, you're making me comfortable. Right now you're beating out the competition. I'm the type that need a little more. Close rings, all of that mean nothing to me. I need more than what you're offering me. Yeah, all of that can go, it's you I want. It's deeper than material things. I need some relation, good conversation. Give me stimulation, what's your motivation? How you gonna add to me? Yeah, how you gonna add to me? How you gonna add to me? Show me what it is you feel for me. I'm just sinking your hand to me. How you gonna add to me? Yeah, how you gonna add to me? Yeah.
So what you gonna do? Now you got it and it's all on
you. It's all on you.
Well, you ain't gotta go so fast. Just give me something that's gonna last. Clothes, rings, all of that mean nothing to me.
Give me more than what you're offering me.
Yeah, all of that can go with you.
I want it's deeper than material things.
I need some relation, good conversation.
Oh.
Give me stimulation, what's your motivation?
How you gonna add to me?
Yeah,
how you gonna add to me?
Add to me?
Oh, yeah. Show me what it is you feel for
that
me.
You're there for
I'm
me.
Just sinking your hand to me. How you gonna add to me?
Yeah,
how you gonna add to me?
Yeah, I can be good on my own.
Can you add to me?
But I don't wanna be alone.
Can you add to me?
But you gotta have it all together.
Can you add to me?
So we can be stronger together.
Can you add to me?
Tell me all your dreams and your goals.
Can you add to me?
Paying all my bills on my own.
Can you handle me?
Need a lot of money last year.
Can you handle me?
I plan to make more this year.
Can you add to me?
I've been in a spiritual place. So when it gets hard, don't break.
Good conversation.
Good conversation.
What's your motivation?
I need to know.
How you gonna add to me?
Yeah.
How you gonna add to me?
Yeah.
Show me what it is you
give
feel
me more
for me.
Love.
I'm just sinking your hand to me. How you gonna add to me?
How you gonna? Yeah.
How you gonna add to me?
Yeah.
I need some relation. Good conversation.
Come on.
Give me stimulation. What's your motivation?
How
you gonna add to me?
Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
Show me what it is you feel for me.
Me.
I'm just sinking your hand on me.
How you gonna add to me?
How you gonna add to me?
Yeah.
How you gonna add to me?
How you gonna add to me?
What can you add Ooh. To me? What can you add to me?
Show me your winner. Hey, I don't need a quitter.
What can you add to me?
What can you add to me?
Ooh.
Hey, yeah. How you gonna add,
can you add to me?
How you gonna add to me, baby?
To
I need some relation, good conversation. Give me stimulation. And that was Ladisi talking about how you gonna add to me. That's from the album release, Let Love Rule, from 2017, and this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and this is Professor T. Love coming at you here once again on a Friday at 6 p.m., baby, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and yes, I'm back. I know I had like a little hiatus, was just getting some things together, been very busy and, you know, working with my band and everything, Waza. But I'm back, and back with, let me tell you, back with power, baby. Coming up here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to have an interview with Mr. Mike Bennett of the Soul Glow Orchestra, doing his thing, playing his mixture of pop, funk, soul, you name it, Mike Bennett is doing his thing. And here's a single here from Mike Bennett and the Soul Glow Orchestra called Catch My Breath. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
My pulse is on the rise. I can't afford your stare. Baby girl, you've got me hypnotized. I'm a bit tongue-tied. Don't you know the words they can't describe how much I want you? The magic of your touch sends shivers down my spine. Wanting you so much with an intensity I can't define. You can have your way, 'cause baby words they just can't say how much I love you. Your breath blows like a tailwind. I'm caught up in your tailspin. My heart is beating out my chest. With every whisper, every sweet caress, every day, every single way. I can't help it, I can't catch my breath. Love me all night long, love me with your song. I can't fight it, I can't catch my whisper in my ear, the feelings overflow. Wipe away my tears, baby, they don't even know. But you can try to show them, baby, 'cause I can't find my way without you. I see the fast approaching ground. You fly too high, you must come down. But excuse me while I kiss the sky. Consciousness is fading, I might pass out, baby. I can't catch my breath. Love me every day, every single way. I can't help it, I can't catch my breath. Love me all night long, love me right or wrong. I can't help it, I can't catch my breath. Girl, it seems to me, if I want to breathe, you're the one I need to give me air. I want you, girl, I need you, girl. Don't you know I love you, girl?
I can't catch my breath.
giving you some good music here from Mr. Mike Bennett and the Soul Glow Orchestra, talking about Catch My Breath. And make sure, if you enjoyed listening to that single, that you go to his website, www.michaelbennettsongs. Michael Bennett, Bennetts, songs, ongs.com, and purchase that single, Catch My Breath. And I had the pleasure of interviewing Mr. Michael Bennett. We, you know, did something kind of sort of like Anthony Bourdain style. We sat over a nice seafood meal at the infamous Lobster Box on City Island, and, you know, basically I interviewed him about his music. And, you know, I just want y'all to get a taste of who Mr. Mike Bennett is. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Hi, this is Professor T-Love of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed of soul music. And we're doing interviews here. We're sitting here with Mr. Mike Bennett. You know, Mike Bennett has a group called the Soul Glow Orchestra. He's the leader of the Soul Glow Orchestra. And it's a group that has soulful pop music. He dubs it as power funk. Just want to give you a little background on Mike Bennett. And, you know, he first picked up a guitar at the age of 5, and he's never looked back. He's trained in singing at the Trinity Boys Choir. Is that the Trinity Boys Choir of London?
No. Of New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay, don't New Haven, Connecticut. Because I was looking at him, I said, oh man, that's a Mike's over here in London singing with the Trinity Boys Choir. And he studied guitar throughout his youth, and he pursued a degree in composition from Wesleyan University. And after 2 years, he studied shamisen and taiko drumming in Japan, followed by another 2 years playing jazz and solo shows in Los Angeles. He moved to Brooklyn, New York, to continue his musical development. His stylistic range is broad, which includes elements of classical jazz, rock, and blues, fused with various world music, electronica, funk, classic soul, and hip-hop to form a unique sound that is very hard to pin down. And, you know, in addition to his solo work, for guitar, he does beatbox, which I was like, oh, I heard one of your songs you did beatbox on, and voice. Check out MikeBMusic.com. And he also has played in numerous ensembles, and he does film and television scoring as well. And he leads his fabulous band called the Soul Glow Orchestra, which is a collective of some of the best musicians in New York City. Mike is also a teacher, and he teaches private and group lessons and directs bands, guitar ensembles, and leads songwriting and production workshops as well. And he runs a fabulous meetup in Brooklyn called Mike B's Brooklyn Guitar Workshop and teaches privately. So I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Mike Bennett. Mike, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you, Terry?
I'm doing very well. I'm glad that you're here sitting with me, Professor T-Love, interviewing you for A Bowl of Soul, mixed through soul music. And, you know, tell me a little bit about your band and what's the origin of that name of the band.
I think you know the origin. Straight proper, straight lift from Mr. Eddie Murphy and the Coming to America.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's nice, like, now we're a little older.
Right.
Some of the kids, you know, I at school and in my private lesson endeavors, I encounter a lot of kids, young aspiring musicians, and they don't know about it. So.
Oh yeah, they definitely don't. Especially if that's from the 80s, yeah. That's Coming to America, right?
I mean, it's about as classic as it can get, but they don't know. So the, you know, the phrase, the term, kind of can take on a new life of its own. Through the band and through our usage of it, but of course, pretty direct reference.
All right, so I like this.
Greatest of all time, that's maybe?
Yeah, I think so. Soul Glow, and automatically when I heard the name, I said, wait a minute, that's from, I heard that Eddie Murphy, Soul Glow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing that song one day.
Okay.
It's a little high for me now. I'm working on my range.
I can't wait to hear it. I'm looking forward to it. So, you know, again, let's talk about the genre of music, and
that you play in your orchestra, in your band, and who are your major influences in terms of music?
Sure. I guess the ethos, the idea of the band, and we don't want to be too much in any kind of a box or anything, but all the songs have some sort of like heavy or classic rock element, and all the songs have some sort of soulful or classic funk element.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it's 2018,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to make moves and take steps to the next level. I would love to see some of my songs on the radio.
Okay.
Hopefully some of your listeners will check them out. But yeah, and that with that in mind, I definitely always kind of have sort of the popular radio listener.
Okay.
In the back of my head.
Good.
In terms of, you know, we don't do anything too like far out there or
okay.
experimental. And actually the songs sound quite different. We did a show last Monday and it's when you pin the songs one to another, the
right.
influences can be very, very all over the place.
Okay.
Kind of sounding. But it's really the classic rock and the classic funk that kind of reels everything in and ties everything together.
Yes, but who are your influences? Because, you know, it seems like because you have such an eclectic mix of music, who are some of your influences that have influenced you as a musician?
Yeah, I have listened to a lot of music over the years,
mm-hmm.
and I have a lot of, it almost depends on where the conversation is going,
mm-hmm.
In terms of who I would even pin as my influences. In terms of the band, so I think probably Stevie Wonder is my
okay.
biggest,
uh-huh.
In terms of singing and instrumentation and groove and feel, but songwriting especially. Just
mm-hmm.
his songwriting is
yeah, it's very deep.
On another level.
It really
and you
is.
Know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
no matter how crazy the song is,
that's right.
It's always still easy to listen to,
mm-hmm.
and it feels good, and it finds a way to touch you.
Yes.
And some of his songs are not so complicated.
That's true.
And they find
and
a way
still,
to touch
they
you.
They still touch you.
Right?
That's right. That's right. You know.
And that's a big motivating thing. For, I don't want our songs to sound generic or boring or derivative
right.
in any way.
Right.
I like for every song to have its own special flavor, and I like for everything to be kind of exciting, interesting, novel
yes.
in its own way.
Okay.
At the same time, I don't want people, you know, scratching their temple, racking their brains, or trying to digest it. I like
mm-hmm.
it. For example, when we do a show and there's people in the audience
mm-hmm.
who don't know us and have never heard any of the music before,
mm-hmm.
to see them viscerally react and dance and applaud, and then you know, they'll come to me after the show and say like, "Oh, it feels like I've heard your music before."
Okay.
You know, we're gonna continue on with our interview with Mike Bennett and the Soul Glow Orchestra, but coming up next, because you know he talked about some of his influences. Coming up next is Marvin Gaye, and this is a classic soul gem. This is like a lost soul record. Called Talk About a Good Feeling, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Oh, baby. Mm-hmm. They call me Romeo. You favorite story too.
Giving you 2 minutes and 24 seconds of some classic soul from Marvin Gaye. You know Marvin Gaye can sing anything. Talk about a good feeling. And coming up next, we're going to bring you some jazz funk, which is one of Mike Bennett's influences as well. Here on A Bowl of Soul from Ronnie Laws, talking about Always There. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Yeah.
This is A Bowl of Soul, giving you 4 minutes and 45 seconds of jazz funk. And do you know there are like several versions of this classic single that was created by Mr. Ronnie Laws off of his album called Pressure Sensitive from 1975. Incognito did their version in 1991. Side Effect, which is another very popular one, that came out a year later, right after Ronnie Laws' version, and then done by the legendary Latin percussionist Mr. Willie Bobo in 1978. This song is a classic jazz funk single. It's a classic jazz funk song, and it's been done many times. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, going to give you some funk from Mr. Mike Bennett and the Soul Glow Orchestra, talking about natural selection. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Everybody wants you, girl, I want you for myself. Well, you could say I've got to have you. And baby, if you ask me why, I've got a wealth of reasons that I might just reach out and grab you, girl. Your heart gets pulled in two directions, a rubber tug of war deep down inside. Call it natural selection. You know the strongest love will survive. Mm-hmm. Other brothers feeling you keep knocking down your door. Well, you can't blame them boys for trying. But when this tidal wave of love come and wash up on your shore, well, there won't be no more denying, girl. Your heart gets pulled in two directions, a rubber tug of war deep down inside. Call it natural selection. You know the strongest love will survive. You can trust in my affection, darling. Charlie Darwin's laws we can't deny. Call it natural selection. You know the strongest love. You best believe my love. You know the strongest love.
Funk called Natural Selection by Mike Bennett and the Soul Glow Orchestra. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
And we're going to continue on with our interview with Mike Bennett. And, you know, I had asked Mike, you know, when did he form the Soul Glow Orchestra and where have they played? Just tune in for some glorious talk with Mr. Michael Bennett.
Tell me, like, well, when did you form your band? When did you form Soul Glow Orchestra?
Sure. Our official release, it's easier to track backwards, kind of, right? Because our official release of the debut EP was January of 2017, uh-huh. Like a year and a half ago.
Right.
And then we spent maybe 3 months before that, 2 months before that, recording and mixing and getting that together. And that was really when the band, in its current form, it wasn't all the same players. It's a big band, and it's a busy city.
Okay.
You know, so all these cats have a lot of stuff going on. So it's kind of a fluid system.
Right.
But my basic core of players, almost all, isn't miraculously, most of them have been around since the get-go.
Okay.
Since that debut show.
Okay. Nice.
And then, so before the recording of that, obviously there was the writing of that, which was interesting. That was a sort of collaborative experiment between Matt Ostreicher.
Yes.
And Joe Gray from the Apollo Theater.
Oh, really? Okay.
And we had formed like a little collective songwriting support group.
Okay.
I don't know what you call it. Like a circle.
Nice. Okay.
And Matt set some pretty ambitious parameters about timelines for getting certain songs done.
Okay.
We're all going to get 5 songs done.
Okay.
And we'd grind it out and bounce it off for feedback. But yeah, super lucky to have guys of that caliber.
That's good.
Pushing and prodding me on.
That's right. You know, because that brings, you know, that forces you to bring fresh material. You know, have fresh material for the band to play and to record as well.
That really spurred the whole thing into motion.
Wow. Okay.
And, you know, a couple of the songs I had sort of percolating and just putting the finishing touches.
Uh-huh.
Some were utterly brand new.
Right.
And I really just sort of created them to fit the deadline. But very, very happy with everything that came out of that.
So where have you, tell me some of the places that you perform.
Sure. Well, we are looking to play everywhere. So if you want some Soul Glow near you,
okay,
feel free to send
you,
me.
You better let them know. What
send me a message. Shoot me a text.
Okay.
yeah. Because it's been an interesting challenge because the band is rather big.
Okay.
So the idea of moving around is you know, it's expensive. There's overhead involved.
That's right.
Or scaling back and changing things.
Right.
But we played almost exclusively in New York and greater New York area. We did stuff in Long Island and stuff in Westchester and things.
What are some of the venues?
Good venues. Rockwood Music Hall.
Yes.
Is probably my favorite in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Played Mercury Lounge a couple of times.
Okay.
Played pianos a couple of times.
Yes, I heard of pianos.
In Brooklyn, we recently played Come On Everybody.
Yes.
It was an awesome show and an awesome opportunity. And that place for Brooklyn is kind of like the epicenter of sort of like funk, neo-soul, groove music.
That's right.
So, you know.
I'm too high, too high, but ain't to the sky.
dream. She sees a four-eyed cartoon monster on the TV screen. She takes another puff and says it's a crazy scene. The red is green, she's a tangerine. I'm too high, too high, but I ain't left the ground. I'm too high, I'm too high, I hope I never ever come down. She's a girl in her life, but her world's a superficial paradise. She had a chance to make it big more than once or twice, but no dice, she wasn't very nice.
Now that's classic, you know, Too High off of the Inner Visions album from 1973. Now they consider this classic soul, but it's really jazz fusion, because that's when you started hearing a lot of jazz funk fusion in the early 70s to the late 70s to 1980, 81, 82. But this is classic, because this is telling you right here that Stevie Wonder was, he just took a different direction compared to when he was a child on Motown. You know, you can see that he was just producing his own music. And he kind of walked away from the Motown formula, but it paid off with him in Deuces. And this is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of a soul music. This is Professor T-Love, and make sure you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul by going to my website, www.abowlofsoul.com. You can also catch me on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. You can also catch me on Live 365. They did a radio spotlight on me. Definitely catch up with me, Professor T. Love, on Live 365, 365 Days of Soul. And make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music. And you can hit me up on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, as well as hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. I'm going to play another artist that was a strong influence, that is a strong influence for Mike Bennett, and he also has a profound impact on me as well. Jimi Hendrix and the Jimi Hendrix Experience doing Hey Joe, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
Listen, that's a classic. Goodbye.
Hey!
Oh, shucks. You know, you can't help but feel Jimi Hendrix when he plays. Not only was he an extraordinaire on the guitar, that man could sing his soul out. True soul, brother. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the late, great Mr. Jimi Hendrix doing Hey Joe. You know, one of the things that I had spoken about with Mike Bennett, we had talked about, you know, one of the songs that I thought touched my heart. And, you know, the name of his song is called Black and Blue, and it spoke about the issue of police brutality. Especially what touched him thoroughly was the killing of Philando Castile when he was in his car and the police officer shot him not only in front of his girlfriend but in front of his daughter, his little daughter. And he said that compelled him to write a song. And the name of this song that I'm about to play for you is called Black and Blue. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Black and Blue by Mike Bennett and the Soul Glow Orchestra. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Daylight breaks and I wake up to the news. Another man shot and killed on an Atlanta avenue. Well, I kiss my daughter and I don my blues. Step into another day, into harm's way. I see dreadlocks, a wide nose, a taillight flickers. And I can't tell you why, it just seems suspicious. You shouldn't have come. Shouldn't have run. Shouldn't have told me that you had a gun. You shouldn't have moved. And what was I to do when black meets the blue and fear starts burning hotter than the sun? My God, what have I done? A white t-shirt stained as the red begins to pool. Awake in a nightmare and the whole world's watching too. There's a little daughter back there, chocolate hue, and she comforts her mother. We're losing another. Pain, confusion, I see lights flashing round. They place her in shackles, force her to the ground. You shouldn't have come. You shouldn't have run. Shouldn't have told me that you had a gun. You shouldn't have moved. What was I to do when the black meets the blue and fear starts burning hotter than the sun? Oh my God, I swore to protect life, and of course all lives matter, and your life is my life, but I had to react. I just had to move fast, and your life didn't matter, and you start to fade like a candle. And I stand here crying while you lay there dying. I should probably help you, but there's no use in trying. Can't see past my eyes, can't believe that this happened again at my hand. Why did you have to come and say you had a gun? Oh, you shouldn't have moved. Black and blue and fear starts burning. You shouldn't have come. You shouldn't have run. You shouldn't have told me that you had a gun. You shouldn't have moved. And what was I do when black meets the blue and fear starts burning hotter than the sun?
can you forgive me? Oh my God, what have I done?
Wow, that's deep. That is deep. And, you know, Mike said he's not a political person. He just felt compelled to write that song, and it's beautiful. But at the same time, it speaks to the tension, and it speaks to the sadness that is currently going on in the United States regarding the police and the black community. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And, you know, I asked Mike, you know, tell people what's next for Soul Glow. And, you know, I see some great things coming up here on A Bowl of Soul. Us, you know, me and Mike having a discussion about what's next for Soul Glow.
But tell people what's the next thing coming new from Soul Glow Orchestra? What can we expect? What's the next thing coming up in the future?
Good music. Well, aside from, I would love to, hopefully by the end of the year, we'll see if we can make it happen.
Okay.
I would love to at least get a new set of singles coming out, so A side, B side. And hopefully more in this political vein.
Okay.
Because we've got some, or maybe one political and one party.
Okay.
Because I don't like to keep it too serious,
nah,
you know?
We got to be able to jam.
You know?
It's like James Brown. James Brown could be talking to you political, but you're dancing.
Exactly, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Because you're not going to change those hearts and minds if you're too serious all the time.
I agree.
It doesn't work that way.
I agree.
So hopefully that'll happen soon. We should be going to Portugal
to do
some shows in early November.
Very good.
So that's exciting. There's a couple other local shows around the city, so sign the email list if you're in town, please come, or if you're visiting.
Well, make sure to tell people about your website, how they can get in contact with you, how can they keep up with the shows. Let them know all that information.
Yeah, for sure. Website, Michael Bennett Songs. .com, MICHAELBENNETT. So Michael Bennett with two N's and two T's, songs.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that links to, we should probably get an exclusive band website at some point.
Okay.
But at, you know, wearing a lot of hats.
Okay.
And this website is sort of designed to cover all of those hats. But it's definitely band centered at the moment. I think we're Mike B and Soul Glow, all one word, on most social media. That should be...
Okay.
Are
you on you on Twitter?
That should be Twitter, Instagram.
Okay.
Facebook.
Okay.
And then maybe YouTube, maybe not. That's another thing to look out for. We're going to try and develop some nice, solid video content.
Okay, great.
Some nice covers of some classics.
Yes.
If you want to make any requests, hit me up.
Okay.
We'll play anything you want. I guarantee it.
Okay.
We'll make a video of whatever you like.
Yes.
From Led Zeppelin to Lionel Richie.
Okay. And also, you're a composer, so talk about, you know, how if someone's interested in seeking your services and composing and scoring, where can they reach you?
Yeah, for sure. Same website.
Okay.
See? It's working out after all.
That's right.
Michael Bennett Songs.
Mm-hmm.
There's some examples of my scoring work there.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think it's under the tab Music for Film.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so one of my favorite things about film and TV,
mm-hmm.
music, is that it is the whole emotional spectrum.
Yes.
And you know, in these days, it usually involves some classical orchestral writing. It involves often like sort of indie rock kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
It involves electronica, you know, a lot of produced beats for like action sequences, and then sort of whatever ambient, experimental, soundscape, sound design.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely into all of that. I like, if you haven't gathered already, I like music with a wide range.
I'd say.
And a wide influence. So the idea of scoring for films or especially like long-running TV series where you really get to develop characters and motifs and things is super exciting. I've done a little bit of it. I would love to do a lot more.
Okay.
And it's also cool in the city because I have access to like recording studios and
that's right.
some of the best string sections or brass sections
that's right.
or whatever percussionists. So
right.
I know a lot of ridiculous percussionists. So I can get all this stuff tracked live and, quickly and affordably.
That's right.
You know what? I thought, you know, this interview with Michael Bennett was awesome. I thank Michael for doing an interview with me. Make sure you catch up with Michael Bennett at www.michaelbennett.com. Make sure you purchase his music. I played for you Catch My Breath. The other single I played for you was Natural Selection. And I also play for you Black and Blue. So you make sure you go to his website, get on his email list so that you can stay abreast of what's going on with Michael Bennett and the Soul Glow Orchestra. I'm bringing you to the end of A Bowl of Soul. I'm going to leave you with this party tune. This is old school from the 60s. I'm going to leave you with this salsa tune, which will get you on your feet and get you ready for the weekend. Sugar Wanwanko from Joe Patan, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Desde
Puerto Rico yo le traigo el guaguancó.
Oye lo que dice mi guaguancó.
Para que gocen rico, rico el guaguancó.
Se
oye bien riquito, pero que mira el guaguancó.
Oye lo que dice mi guaguancó.
Cuando hace azuquita lo anuncia sabrosito.
Oye lo que dice mi guaguancó.
Lo anuncia bien riquito, pero que mira el guaguancó.
Oye lo que dice mi guaguancó.
Guaguancó, caballero.
Oye lo que dice mi guaguancó.
Para que bailen rico y sabrosito el guaguancó.
Oye lo que dice mi guaguancó.
Oye lo que dice el guaguancó.
Oye lo que dice mi guaguancó.
Oye lo que dice el guaguancó. guaguancó.
Have a great weekend. God bless you. Treat people as you wish to be treated. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.